Poems. Second section. The poems in this group are spoken or written offerings to the author's heimas or lodge. The Kesh idea of property was so different from ours that any mention of it entails explanations. What one made or gained or owned in the valley belonged to one, but one belonged to one's house and town and people. Wealth consisted not in things, but in an act, the act of giving. Poets owned the poems they made, but the poem really did not exist until it was given, shared, performed. The identity of owning and giving is perhaps easier to see when what is involved is a poem, or a drawing, or a piece of music, or a prayer. Bekesh, however, saw it as holding equally true for all property. The Blue Rocks Song, from the Serpentine of Wakwaha, unsigned. I am coherent, mysterious, and solid. I sit on dirt in sunlight between the live oaks. Once I was a sun, again I will be dark. Now I am between those great things for a while, along with other people here in the valley. A Meditation in the Eighth House in Early Spring by Ire of Sinshan. Thin bluish clouds move northeastwards, high up and slowly. Help this soul, southwest wind of the rainy season, help this soul be healed. Under bark of the fallen pine, worms have carved fine mazes, delicate circuitous houses. Maze makers, help this soul die. Veins stand netted on the bluish boulder where rain wore the soft rock down. Blown rain of many winters, help this soul turn round. Shadows of dead branches, sunlight and dying things. O wilderness, one bird sings one note far off in the sunny wind. Rock was softer than the rain, tree weaker than the worm. No help for it. So soul be weak, fail, drift, and blow with wind through net and maze, and sing one note once only in the wilderness. Dying. An unsigned personal offering to the red adobe heimas in Madidino. The form is called Fours and Echo. Only one dying. You can't have it. I can't have it. We all die it. Share it. You die, I do. I die, you do. You can't save me. I can't save you. Only one crying. We all cry it. Bear it. Ascension. Given to the Black Adobe Lodge of Wakwaha by the author, Agate. Sometimes a bubble rises, a foam soul, and drifts on the mental wind, up the river, up the valley, to the mountain, to be born to die. From the southeast the wind is blowing. In male and mortal flesh the soul, hollow and rising, struggles, cries, bone home its prison, captive seeking escape, deliverance, to go free. The wind keeps blowing from the east and south. Mothers of the doorway, fathers of the vines, let the sun go, the foam-born, the warrior, the voyager, the exile, or he will burn house and vineyard. The east wind carries the smell of fire. He is destruction, the thrice-born, ashes in running water. The black field lies behind him. Let him go up the mountain for his desire. Sparks rise up on the south wind and go out. It was never really different, given to the red adobe of Wakwaha by Nine Point of Chumo. It was never really different. Maybe it needed more arranging. Maybe the beginning was when more things were needed. Before the beginning, however, who knows but what some woman swatted a fly grown from a maggot in a mouse spleen some fox left by the creek under the bushes. How can you say she didn't? How can you say she won't? Because of waves, is the sea different? When I hit the drum like this, I think the sound was there before the beginning, and everything has gone to make that sound, and after it, everything is different. The Sun Going South, an offering to the Red Adobe Hayamas of Chuckelmas by Settled. The syllabic meter is nines, often used for elegy and meditations on mortality. In late sunshine I wander, troubled. Restless I walk in autumn sunlight. Too many changes, partings, and deaths. Doors have closed that were always open. Trees that held the sky up are cut down. So much that I alone remember. This creek runs dry among its stones. Souls of the dead, come drink this water. Come into this side valley with me. A restless old woman, unseemly, troubled, walking on dry grass, dry stones. Before the Moon, given to the obsidian of Chumo by Catfish. Under the ground, under the moon, the wind is blowing. Shadows are moving over the ground, shadows of eucalyptus. Leaves are blowing under the eucalyptus, wind moving shadows over the ground before the moon. Moths and Butterflies, an old poem spoken by Ram of Madidino in the Madrone Lodge. Butterfly, coming out of mystery, goes into it. Serious dancer, the soul imitates you. You live in all the houses, alighting briefly. Moth, coming out of mystery, goes into it. Shape changer, you teach the bear. Four Fives, old poems spoken by Kemel of Onmalin in the Madrone Lodge. Our souls are old, often used before. The knife outlasts the hand that holds it. Hills turn valleys, still the spring rises. As I grow old, my soul gets younger. I go seaward, it travels upstream. Listen, river, I am not my soul. Dry Time Invocation. I made this song to sing when the dry season goes on too long and there are forest fires, or when the mind desires rain. Doe of the Blue Clay of Wakwana. The winds are empty, the north wind, the east wind. The sky is empty. What we look for, what we hope for, they are under the sea waves, the shining, unsleeping strangers, the people of the deep waters. May they be released. Let them return to the south wind. Let them return to the west wind. Let them come to the valley, the cloud people, the rain clouds. Send them, O sea, release them, as the hills send down the creeks, as the river descends to you, as our singing descends to you, as we dance down to you, releasing, returning the waters, the turning of river and rainfall, the sea to the source returning. Old Woman Sings by Flowering of Sinshan, given to her Hayamas. The meter is fours. I was a plum. I have become a prune, dried on the seed. Eat me, spit out the seed. It will become a tree, blossoming plum. Under Kaibi, written by Ire to accompany a wall painting in the Blue Clay Hayamas of Sinshan. How the water winds slowly, slowly, in the mudflats, in the fog, on the low dim levels. A sound of long wings, but I cannot see the heron. Quail Rising in Brush by Kalkuna of Chuckelmas, given to the Blue Clay Hayamas. Whirring, whirring, you manifest many quailness, earth covey, uprising, startled, not far, wing thunder and chaparral. Not to eye manifest, underseeing, reasoning, far under, only to ear and inwardness, sudden whirring earth-feathered splendor. This Stone from the Serpentine Hayamas of Telinana by Word River. He went looking for a road that doesn't lead to death. He went looking for that road and found it. It was a stone road. He walked that road that doesn't lead to death. He walked on it a while before he stopped, having turned to stone. Now he stands there on that road that doesn't lead to death, not going anywhere. He can't dance. From his eyes, stones fall. The rainbow people pass him, crossing that road, long-legged, light-stepping, going from the four houses to the dancing in the five houses. They pick up his tears. This stone is a tear from his eye, this stone given me on the mountain by one who died before my birth. This stone, this stone.